This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. U.S. Attorney Cole Finnegan says he doesn't know how to solve every component of the rising fentanyl crisis in Colorado, but he's got one effective tool, prosecutions. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Finnegan says he had a close family friend recently die of a fentanyl overdose, and that the crisis being felt throughout Colorado feels personal.
There are all these statistics, and they are growing all the time. And while every person's death matters, there is something about knowing somebody when they grew up.
Federal prosecutors have filed a half dozen cases against fentanyl distributors in the last year and a half, with more to come. And just last week, a judge sentenced a man to 175 months in federal prison for distribution. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
State lawmakers adopted a joint resolution today condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Republican Representative Patrick Neville, an Army veteran, spoke about the courage of the Ukrainian military.
We are with them, our prayers are with them, and we admire their courage and hope that they prevail.
Lawmakers also joined Governor Polis in welcoming any Ukrainian refugee to Colorado. Former Republican state governor Bill Owens is a board chairman for a Russian bank facing sanctions in the U.S. Owens serves on the board for Credit Bank of Moscow. He told the Colorado Sun that he was against the Russian invasion of Ukraine and that he would resign once any sanctions went into effect. Overnight lows for southern Colorado in the 30s. This is CPR News.